Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Week 10 is underway with an awful football game. Hopefully we get better games moving forward as we go through the weekend here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, this is Bet Sweat. So for this hour, we're going to completely break down the NFL Week 10 card, get to most of these games, and the ones we do not get to, we will cover in the two-minute drill coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. You can reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot. The show, bet_sweats. All right, let's start off with Atlanta Indy. That's the international game. We'll get to Bears Giants coming up in a few moments, along with Ravens and the Vikings. All right, Germany. It is the Colts -6.5 at BetMGM, total of 48 and the hook. So you've got this Colts team. I'm assuming, Sam, that they're going to have a little bit of life, as if they didn't already with the amount of success that they've been having this season outside of last week. But you add Sauce Gardner to that secondary, the biggest weakness on the squad, and then you've got Atlanta. You never know which Atlanta team's going to show up. They were feisty. They were hanging with the Patriots last week. They end up losing by a point in the end. They had a lot of struggles on third down, but their dudes came back. Drake London was phenomenal. He had a 3-touchdown game. And last week for the Colts, it was all turnovers. Daniel Jones, it was that Daniel Jones game that some people were waiting on. I'm not sitting here saying he's bad, but the dude had 5 turnovers. It was like one of those all-time bad games that he's never going to forget. Colts fans hoping that is behind them. On the injury front, DeForest Buckner is out for Indy. On the Falcons side, we're going to have to wait and see what the hell is going on. Leonard Floyd's out, but they've got 4 other starters on defense that are listed as limited. So we'll see what happens here. I'm expecting a bounce back for the Colts. I lean to the Colts. I can't say that it's one of my top 5 plays or anything. I typically do not do much with these international games. How about you?
What do you mean? They call you Mr. Europe behind your back. Everybody calls you that. You're Mr. Europe. You love these games. Yeah, you love these games.
I hate them. And I won't be on the air Sunday morning, so I'm not going to be forced into betting it.
There's nothing quite like losing money before the real games start. You know,
yes.
It's the worst.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. I will not make a bet. We pick 5, though. In a lot of our stuff, we pick 5 NFL games a week. I considered Atlanta plus the points, but I was messing with you about Mr. Europe. I have no idea what's going to happen in these games, whether it's in Berlin or London or Paris or wherever. I just don't know. There's so many variables. Are guys taking these games seriously? I don't know. Their families are there. Their friends are there. They're seeing the sights. It's just a weird, game to bet. I have no issue telling people I do not have an edge in the game.
Yeah. I mean, the number does look a little big. It does. I'm not going to lie. But I could also see a blowout. Favorites do very well for some reason in these international games. I don't know. And then they got killed on turnovers last week against Pittsburgh. But it was still a 1-score game in the end somehow. Like, they outgained them by a ton. So I think last week was pretty fluky. See, I'm talking myself into both ways. I'm just not betting the game. I'm not interested. No,
this is a great exercise in don't bet it. Just bet it. That's right. I have plenty on the next game. Let's hit it. I also have a fantasy question, and I need to call Gurch out because Gurch flipped on me during the break.
Flipped. Oh, man, hard. I stepped away for a few minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We've got.
All right. I'd like to pose it to you.
Okay. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites, total of 46 and a half. Okay, so that's coming down a little bit. Bears minus 4.5. This went up a point the other day. So the Bears against Cincinnati last week, they showed that their defense blows. It does, man. That is not the outlier. On the season, they're 30th in the NFL in success rate. They let opposing quarterbacks complete 71% of their passes. So is Dart going to take advantage there? This Giants defense is also brutal. Three straight games, they've allowed at least 33 points. San Francisco, Philly, and Denver. The Denver offense that could do nothing last night against the Raiders scored 33 on this Giants team. So both defenses stink. And I just said 46.5. It went down a half point. Sam, I'm thinking over 47. I'm thinking about playing the total. I know you're on a side, which you can get to. What do you think about this total?
I have the Giants in our pool. I took the points. I don't love it, but I just don't think the Bears should be laying 4.5 points in this spot. If they win by 7 or 10, is what it is. I'll tip my cap. You know, I've been making fun of the Giants and how everybody keeps talking about how fun and exciting they are, and they're 2-7. But they've covered 5 of the 9 games. Not that that's a big sample size. Here's the big question I have in this game. Mm-hmm. Who is running back 1 around the 5-yard line? The Bears get inside the 5. Are we betting DeAndre Swift to score at minus 105? Or Manungai? Green Book has plus 165. How do you watch that guy run last week and not give him reps inside the red zone?
Are we starting to see what was going on in Detroit? Two-headed monster, where they end up working in both guys. So, yeah, to your point, Swift is coming back. On the Bears offense, Odunze and Moore were both limited in Thursday's practice, so I think they're both going to be on the field. But, yeah, 283 total rushing yards in the game without Swift. Manungai was the man, 176. They're going to run the ball. And the Giants, 32nd, dead last, EPA per rush on defense. So the Bears are going to run the ball, and I'm expecting Dart to pass the ball or probably do whatever the hell he wants. So I see Caleb and Dart, it being one of these fun matchups where we get a lot of scoring, and you're on the dog, and I certainly understand why. Another reason that I'm on the over. But to your question, yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know which back they're going to use. If you don't trust Manungai after last week, when are you going to trust him?
That's what I brought up either Monday or Tuesday. Remember, I asked Gurch, I'm like, what should I do? Which guy should I play? Because I have both of them in fantasy.
Oh, okay, and gotcha.
Here's my situation. And Gurch, if you have an answer on this, I am all ears because I am making a run in this league. And I want that prize, like over $1,000. I have two slots for three players. DeAndre Swift, Rashid Shaheed, and Kyle Manungai. And I brought up playing both Bears running backs, and Gurch was like, no, don't do it. Gurch, what did you say during the break?
As I was staring at my lineup yesterday afternoon, you know, because I didn't have anything else to do, I was contemplating starting both Manungai and Swift together. The complete opposite of what I told Sammy earlier in the week.
What the hell?
Flip moon.
Flip-flop moon.
I think it's a good idea. Weather might be an issue. You've got the worst rush defense in the NFL, and the Bears ran for almost 300 yards last week. Why would Ben Johnson go away from that? You have a high floor.
That's what they did in Detroit, too. Everybody talks about the passing. All they did in Detroit was run. They ran more than most teams in the NFL when he was there.
Okay, so remind us. So starting both means you're sitting whom?
I have a flex role. So I'm going to start one of the Bears running backs. And then the question at flex is either Swift or, sorry, not Swift. Well, I guess no. Gray. I have two slots, so I have to start one of the running backs, and then the flex position is either the other running back or Shaheed, who just got traded.
Oh, Shaheed. Yeah, I would start the Bears backs.
Okay, just I'm got do that. There. That was my initial thought, and I Gertz and his Bears merch. Deck to the nines in all Bears gear is telling me to start both Bears running backs. What could go wrong, Paul? What could possibly go wrong?
I love it.
I was already wearing this hoodie, and I just threw the hat on as a joke.
There you go.
Come back next segment with face paint on. Just blue and orange face paint.
It's gonna be the Bears.
He's
going
to be dressed as Staley when we come back. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea, man. I like the idea.
It'll probably be one of those scenarios where Swift gets one series, then Menungai gets the other one, you know, and then they'll alternate as the game goes on. So when you're mm-hmm. talked about who's going to get the ball inside of the five or at the goal line, I think it's going to kind of be dependent on whose series is it on that drive. You know, we see that a lot with some of these running back tandems in the NFL. Like they're switching off series, and if your guy isn't in on that series, then he's not going to get the goal line carry. So it's really just a luck game. Starting both of them isn't a horrible idea. Yeah.
This is what we call the bonanza game, Joe. You're going to be rooting for points. I have both Bears running backs, and I've also found myself on the Giants. So we have all our bases covered.
You got it all. All right, bonanza. Let's keep things. Yep. I think it's going to be a wild game. Now, if it's like last night, you're going to be in the chair.
Dead. Hard. Shackled.
Ravens at the Vikings. Oh, they're all in on the Ravens. Ravens are winning the division. Ravens are a lock for the playoffs, right? Sitting at 3-5 on the year. The Vikings are 4-4. So we've got Lamar's second game back. We've got J.J. McCarthy in his second game back. The Ravens are a road favorite. The number is 4. The total is 49. Injury-wise, Baltimore doesn't have a player on the injury report. They're healthy. On the Vikings, it's a little bit different. Darisaw did not practice on Thursday. Aaron Jones was limited. So was the fullback. So the running back and the fullback, CJ Ham, both limited on Thursday. I'm thinking Jones goes, but we'll see. Darisaw's big. That left tackle, especially with a very young quarterback, that's going to be fascinating to watch. Vikings coming off a big upset, divisional matchup. Now what happens going back home against a tough AFC squad who does very well against the NFC. All right, Ravens minus 4, total 49. You have something?
You know that the Vikings are going to move the ball. I think any Vikings bet hangs on the question you ask yourself internally, can they get into the end zone against this Ravens defense? My answer is yes, they can. And while I understand this Ravens wave, and now people are saying, oh, the path is there, they can win the division. I heard the other day, maybe the Ravens Super Bowl. Maybe. Maybe they lose this game. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why can't they lose? The Flores defense is constant confusion. Constant. And let's be real. In big games, Lamar Jackson is easily confused. Go look at him in the playoffs. And I know this is not a playoff game, Joe, but it's a pressure-packed game that feels must-win because every game the Ravens play from this point forward is very important. They don't have any wiggle room. There's not a lot of margin for error. So I think Flores can throw things at Lamar that could complicate them scoring touchdowns. And I like the weapons for the Vikings. Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson. They're going to be able to run the ball too. Line getting healthier. I took the points. This is one of my favorite bets in the NFL. Took 4.5 with Minnesota.
Yeah, I like Minnesota too. When they're at home getting more than a field goal, like that's an automatic look. I'm going to take a look at that game. And you've got to feel better after what you saw last week. And now maybe McCarthy, we're going to see more success throughout the game. Don't forget, this Ravens defense has had their struggles. I know last Thursday looked very easy, and it was for them against Miami. Miami only scored 6 points. That was a turnover game. Baltimore was +3 turnover margin. Tua was awful. They did very well in the red zone. That was a road spot for Baltimore, and they played well. I think this one is going to be much, much tougher. And, you know, watch out for Justin Jefferson. He's been the guy for McCarthy. McCarthy goes to him the most. He's not stupid. He knows where he should be looking more than anywhere else, and he makes sure to go to Jefferson. But plus four at home against a bad defense. Yeah, McCarthy could lead them on some scoring drives. I do like the Vikings in the spot. I think it's going to be a close game. I would be surprised if it's a runaway where it's just all Lamar just killing this Flores defense. That would shock me. So both of us are on this. How about both teams have been over teams? Baltimore 6-2, Minnesota 7-1. Any interest in this total of 49?
Not really. It's hard for me to come to a side and a total in the same game. It just is. I've always kind of been that way. I know some people like to correlate and they're going to play this side with this total, and I understand all that. That's just not my style. Mm-hmm. I took the points. So that's where I'm at. Let me throw one more supplementary stat at you. Last 5 years at home, Minnesota, we know they have a great home field up there. Last 5 years at home, straight up, Vikings are 24-13.
Yep. There's a reason. They're going to bring the heat to Lamar. Let's see if Lamar's going to be able to beat that blitz. That's what this game's going to come down to. We're back in the Vikings. Woo! This is going to come down to the very end. I'm looking forward to it. Joe O, Sammy P, we keep rolling. New England Tampa Bay breakdown is next. You've got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats with you on a Friday morning. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We did the Friday Feels earlier on, talked about our favorite college football plays. Now we're going through the NFL card for Week 10. Gio Gallant will be joining us at 11 a.m. Eastern. I know he's got some touchdown props for the weekend that he wants to share with you guys here on Bet Sweats. All right, New England, Tampa Bay. Been looking forward to this one. Maybe the Patriots' toughest test. I know they've already played the Bills once, but it's certainly up there. Tampa Bay minus 2.5. Total 48. Total is down a hair. It was just 48.5 I saw last night. Now it's coming down a tick, and you've got the Bucs coming off the bye, Sam. As far as the Patriots, another win. They took down the Falcons. It was a close game. They lost a turnover battle, but they still find a way to win the game. The rush defense for the Patriots is outstanding, and the passing offense has been outstanding. Now, as far as the injury front, that's where we want to pay some attention to. Ramondre and Boudé not practicing for that Patriots offense yesterday. Now, Stevenson did not play last week anyways. Their center, Garrett Bradbury, he was limited. On the Bucs side of things, Irving and Godwin not practicing this week. They have two offensive linemen that are both limited, so we'll get some clarity we expect later on today. The big strength of the Bucs, I would say, is their rush defense. But they're going against a Patriots team that doesn't run the ball anyways. They're not successful at it when they attempt to do it, so I'm not sure that's a big deal. What do you think? Sitting at 2.5, it refuses to get to that number of 3. I'm sure the public will be on New England. What are you on?
That's what I heard yesterday. Made a phone call to the Westgate. What are we seeing? Everything I thought Tuesday and Wednesday came true on Thursday. Public dog. The public dog. They're 7-2. They're catching points. They've won. Mm-hmm. To be fair, they've won 6 straight games, and you give a team credit for that. Carolina, Buffalo, nice win. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta. A lot of crap.
Is this just going to be Baker versus May? it kind of feel like it's – so if Irving's not out there and you got the Patriots that are great at stopping the run, okay, now we're down to our backup running back, and running at the Patriots, probably not a great idea. And then on the flip side, you've got the Patriots. They don't have a run game. And if you did, it would be tough to have success against this Bucs rush defense. It feels like these. It's going to be the two of them just airing it out all day.
You liking the over? You likey?
No, I like the Bucs.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, I've got them. -2.5 Yep, I laid it.
Sumer Sports pointed something out in their newsletter, which I thought was pretty interesting about this game, a specific matchup to watch. They mentioned that New England is 6th in EPA per pass over the middle, and Tampa Bay is 29th EPA allowed over the middle. So they're saying, watch out over the middle. That's where Patriots could have an advantage there. But this is going to be a fun one. You know, Drake May's up there, third favorite for the Heisman, not the Heisman, for the MVP. But let's see how he does on the road against Tampa Bay. They are 4-0 on the road so far, but both of us like the short favorite, the Bucs, -2.5 All right, this one, I think it's going to be interesting. The number is telling you maybe it won't be, but I think it will be. We've got an NFC West matchup. Oh, looky here, Sam. We're getting sevens popping. We're out to 7 this morning at some of the sharper books out there. Seattle -7, total of 45 going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I have a side on this one. I'm going to get to it. A little concerned based on injuries, but what do you think about Seattle, Arizona?
Here's my first thought. When you start hearing people talk about Sam Darnold for MVP, which is a very valid conversation. Like, I understand it. At 20-1, I'm not really interested given where the price was and where it is. You can have 20-1 if you want. Books are going to give it to you. I'm not there. But when we start having the conversation, it makes me want to bet the other side. It just does. That's just kind of how I am. So I look at 7 and think, okay, I can take 7. Sam Darnold would have a great game, but they don't have to win by more than 7. They, to your point also, play better on the road. So now they're laying 7 against a division rival. We like Brissett more than Kyler. It's going to be Brissett. Maybe a Maserati-Marv game? Maybe?
Oh, again?
Again?
Mm. Could be. Could be. I want to see how they use Shaheed. So you would assume they've got at least a few deep balls, even though we just got there trying to figure out that offense. But here's where my concern is. And I like Arizona. I like the dog. We talked about it yesterday. I think it's a positive thing that they have Brissett. Short week. I don't think that's too big of a deal here. But, you know, he's getting, to your point, Maserati Marv involved much more than Kyler did. Great game last week. He gets McBride involved. Brissett has been the quarterback for 3 games, and McBride has 4 touchdowns. Over the last couple of years, that's been part of the talk about McBride. Like, look, this guy's one of the better tight ends in the game. Why isn't he getting any touchdowns? Well, Brissett comes in, he gets touchdowns. Maybe that's about the matchup, but I think it certainly went into the thinking there with Arizona saying, you know what, Kyler, why don't you take a little bit more time? Call of Duty's coming out. Why don't you chill? And we're going to try and win this game. Because they've been in a lot of close games, one-score games, and now all of a sudden they're a touchdown dog on the road in the division. A team that they know well. Things have changed, but it's a team that they understand. Here's my biggest concern. I started looking at that injury report yesterday for Arizona. 5 starters either did not practice or were limited. Cornerback Will Johnson, cornerback Max Melton, linebacker Mack Wilson all did not practice on Thursday. Buda Baker limited, Ojulari limited. 3/4 of their secondary, I'm concerned about. Both starting corners did not practice. That's my concern. If they're missing 3/4 of the secondary going up against this passing offense, and now they add Shaheed to it, and Darnold, 16 for 16, 4 touchdowns on Sunday night in the first half, that's worrisome. And that's probably the reason we got to 7 this morning.
Shahid has been very popular for the people that bet props well. And the reason I know that is because we know where numbers opened and where they are. His receiving prop in this game opened 35.5. It is now 38.5 at MGM, 39.5 at DraftKings, 39.5 at Caesars, 40.5 at FanDuel. It probably isn't coming down either. And you bring up those injuries, the secondary, and I think home runs. Throw it deep. At least twice in this game. He could get over that 37.5, 38.5 on one catch. Now, do I want to bet his receptions? I don't know. That's been bet up to 2.5 to 3.5 now. 3.5. That's basically the market. The under minus
it's longest 60.
Longest reception is 19.5.
I could see him getting there.
I don't know. Do I like receiving yards more or longest more? There's correlation, obviously.
Yeah.
Darnold throws a pretty deep ball, too. It's been better than advertised, better than anybody ever thought it would be when he was missing games in New York because of mono. He has turned it all around, and it all started when he went to San Francisco for a cup of coffee with Shanahan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that with a few quarterbacks. They go to a smart offensive mind, and then all of a sudden, look what happens. Daniel Jones goes to Minnesota last year, end of the year, and look at him now with another smart offensive mind. Paul Aspen, you're all in on Arizona as well as me yesterday. Are you concerned about this injury report?
I say no, just because I feel like I've done that in the past to get off of games because the injury report's concerning. I'm just going to stick with it, especially if we're getting a 7. But I'm good at 6.5. I'm good at 7. I think they're live.
I don't know that any of those guys are worth a ton either. I mean, the collection of them may be worth a point or so, but how much are those guys really worth? How much is Buda Baker worth?
Well, Johnson's been good.
Sure, but he's not, I mean, from a power rating standpoint, he's not worth, I don't think, a full point. It's tough to be worth a full point in the secondary. Only the elite guys. Like, Sertan is worth 2, 1.5, 2. As I say 2, that seems high. So, if Sertan's 1.5, how much is Will Johnson?
How'd that defense look good? How'd they look last night? Pretty good.
Right.
And this is an average defense. Average to below average, I think. Anyways, so... Yeah, I'm sticking with Arizona. Paul's sticking with Arizona. We're getting a 7, so maybe you can view that as an opportunity right now. All right, let's go to Jacksonville at Houston. I'll be honest, Sam, I don't know what the hell to do with this game. If anything, you've got Jacksonville as a short road favorite. It is the Jaguars -1, maybe on the total, but this has already come down a whole bunch. We're down to 37.5 for this total between the Jaguars and the Texans. We're going to have a backup quarterback in effect here with Davis Mills in for C.J. Stroud.
All that's happened is a blitz to the under. I mean, that's where we're at. From 41.5 to 37.5, they're shorting offense. Mills stinks. Texans defense, really good. Best unit on the field, I would argue. Now, when the look-ahead opened up, Houston was a 3-point favorite. But that look-ahead is with C.J. Stroud. When they reopened the game, it opened Houston -1. Now we're Jacksonville -1. So they flip through the 0, which doesn't take a lot of money. It's a very easy move to do. You take a couple bets and you just flip the favorite. It's not like a huge amount of money. It's not like going from 2 to 4 through a 3. Going through 0 is very simple to do. CJ Stroud only worth 4 points. That's it.
Their offense hasn't been good.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't want to bet the game. I have not done a single thing with it and probably won't.
I understand the under. I'm thinking about it even at this low number. It's probably moved too much, going down 4 points. But I totally get it. You've got an elite Texans defense going up against Trevor Lawrence and his struggles. And you got Brian Thomas Jr. He's not practicing this week. They just added Jacoby Myers. So that's probably going to take a little bit of time. And then you've got a Texans offense that has had issues to begin with. They're the worst red zone offense in football by far. And now you've got a backup quarterback in there. Where are the points going to come from? I know the Jaguars just were involved in a shootout, but I don't think that's going to repeat. And then you had Texans against Denver, almost no scoring in that game. So I understand. And so not only are you missing Stroud, their right tackle, Titus Howard, did not practice. Their right guard, Ed Ingram, not practicing on Thursday. You might be missing two starters on the offensive line. A bad offensive line, maybe without two starters and a backup quarterback. I get why the Jaguars are favored here. I don't know where the scoring is coming from, Sam. I don't trust either team to put up points. Okay, the Jaguars' defense is worse, but so is the Texans' offense. Okay, the Texans' defense is great, but the Jaguars' offense is mid. So I get the move to the under. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Here's what I'm handicapping right now. I'm thinking this ahead. So we all watch the games on Sunday, and we still can, even with our cable drama, YouTube TV, we can watch the NFL games. Think about this. You got seven games at the 1 o'clock hour, Eastern, 12 Central.
Okay.
Very easy to knock out three of the seven because you want the quad box. All right. You know you're watching Baltimore, Minnesota. You know you're watching New England, Tampa. New York, Chicago is going to make one of the TVs. Me too. And then here's the remaining four: Cleveland, Jets.
Nope.
Panthers, Saints.
Maybe.
Okay. Jacksonville, Houston.
Gross. Maybe.
Buffalo, Miami. You get Josh Allen.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. So I'm going to have a lot of survivor plays on Buffalo. So I need to watch that. I think early it's going to be Buffalo. Then they take a 2-touchdown lead. Then I'm going to swap that game out. But I might have a couple pieces on Carolina, so I might have to watch that game.
I think that's the easiest quad box right there. You cross off the Browns and Jets, Panthers and Saints, Jags and Texans. Get out of my face. Unless it's good. Unless it's, well, good's a relative term. If it's tight, I'll get there. But those three games in the 1 o'clock hour stink. Stink.
See, this is what the international game does to us, too. I'm thinking, that means in the afternoon we're going to have more options. No, there's three games. Lions, Commanders, barf, backup Mariota. Rams, Niners, probably a backup with Mac Jones. Arizona, Seattle. That's going to be the best game of the late afternoon. Wow. All right, we continue. Joe O, Sammy P. will go over the primetime games next. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep on rolling through this Week 10 NFL card. Gio Gallant coming up in 20 minutes from now. He's got some touchdown props for the NFL weekend coming your way. Also, a two-minute drill next hour as well. All right, we get to the Rams and the Niners. We saw this game earlier on in the year. And the Rams are a huge favorite. They are favored by 8.5 at home. They lose outright. They shouldn't have. They fumbled as they were about to score one touchdown. It was just bad event after bad event. A very frustrating night. A lot of people knocked out in Survivor due to that game. The Rams are road favorites this time. So it's a shorter number. The number is 4.5. The total, 49.5. The Rams are in a bit of a roll here. They've won their last few. Last week, they just cruised past the Saints. Not much of a test at all. The Niners, nice road win for them. I know it's the lowly Giants, but they're so beat up. Anytime they win any game, you got to give them a lot of credit. The conversation starts with the injury report here. The Rams, they're another team that doesn't have anybody on the injury report. They're healthy, man. And then you look at the Niners, it's quite the opposite. Just on the defense, on IR, Bosa, Warner, new addition, Gross Matos. Okay? So now you got three star. We'll call him a starter. Three big-time contributors, right? Your two best defenders have been out, and it's starting to show. Mykel Williams, he's out now. Linebacker D. Winters, he's not practicing. Then limited on Thursday, you've got three defensive linemen and a middle linebacker. Three starting defensive linemen and a middle linebacker, in addition to everybody else that is now out for a long period of time. The Rams offense is churning, man. I know it's a divisional matchup. These games end up being closer than you expect. That's the only reason I don't have a play right now in this game. Are you doing anything with San Francisco LA Rams?
Just keeping my ticket very close to my chest, my over 10.5 wins. So anything San Francisco related that I talk about will be glass half full, because I have a nice position on the Niners over the win total, which was sort of built up over the summer, July into August, going to Vegas, finding 10.5s at even money, 10.5s at plus 110. Didn't think they would go through all this on defense. They just keep winning because they're so well coached, and that was sort of my handicap. I thought they'd be healthy, certainly much healthier, and I looked at Shanahan and Robert Saleh. I mean, who's better? Considering all that's gone wrong this year on the injury front, Mac Jones is starting at quarterback. None of your receivers are healthy, and your three best players on defense are hurt, and you're still winning. Imagine if those guys were healthy. We'd be talking about them to go to the Super Bowl and maybe win the Super Bowl, which I also predicted. I have Bills over Niners. Here's the thing I wonder about, and I know what you're going to say because you don't trust Shanahan. Yesterday on KNBR, Kyle Shanahan said Brock Purdy is close to returning. When you hear that, do you think this weekend or do you think smokescreen?
I don't think anything, honestly. I don't think anything because I've been hearing this a while. So it's just like it's white noise to me. It doesn't really mean anything. I'm just assuming it's Mac Jones until I see different. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
But boy, this is a long time for a toe.
So if we get a report today in the afternoon that Purdy's going to go, that won't change your opinion on the game at all?
Does the number change?
Or you just don't believe it? You just not believe it at that point?
Yeah, until he says he's in, he's our starter. I'm not really believing it 100%. But
I get it.
It could happen. Is it better? Is it much better if it's Purdy?
Much better, no. But Purdy's better. He's better than Mac. Mac's been unbelievable. Given the circumstances, he's been as important as any other quarterback in the NFC this year. As I said that, I'm like, well, who's been more important? Darnold? Who else? Who else has been more important? Baker? Well, I'm talking NFC.
NFC only. Okay.
Baker, Darnold, Mac Jones. What's been a more impressive story? I would power rate them Mac 1, Baker 2, really? Darnold 3.
See, well,
Darnold has
it.
Awesome weapons. You put Darnold
True.
1?
Yeah, I would have put Darnold
But 1. Mac isn't as good as those two guys.
No,
talent-wise, I don't think. Like, Baker and Darnold are more talented and have more tools, and they're more dangerous. But for Mac to have this team here, I think, is more impressive.
Purdy, in his two games, he had four interceptions. So he didn't have a great start. Like, based on what we've seen so far this year, I know Purdy's a better quarterback overall because we know that from the larger sample, but he didn't have a good start. When he's been out there, it's been 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. It's not been great. So doesn't that lead you to believe maybe that Shanahan's like, let's slow play this? We don't need to rush you back. Like, sure. Why would he be in a rush to remove Mac Jones from the field right now? So it's kind of what I think is happening. No matter what they say, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think it changes the handicap. I'm not quite sure that, okay, let's say they announce Purdy's in. The number will move. Of course it will, just because. But where's it go to 3.5, where we already were?
Which gets potentially bet back anyway, so it could close 4.
Yeah.
Because those people that like the Rams, that bet the Rams, I mean, this move came, what, yesterday or Wednesday? All my days are run together at this point. But somebody or some groups came in and laid 3.5 to 4.5. Mm-hmm. That much is obvious. I don't think Brock Purdy playing would change their minds. You would see that support come in for San Fran, but that doesn't mean that it can't get shoved right back. So it's a game that I don't have in any of my contests. I'm rooting for San Francisco, and Shanahan all time against McVay, 11-7. So not that that means much, but he has had better performances than McVay has, for sure.
It's something I keep going back to on this game, and I'm like you. I don't have a play on this game right now. Maybe I should. But one thing I keep going back to, okay, since they've been all hurt all year, San Francisco, but the really big injuries on defense have been there for 3 weeks. Okay, that first game without Warner, that was a Sunday night game. Domination by San Francisco. Houston and the Giants. Those are the two offenses that they've played without both Bosa and Warner. If you want to count the Falcons, that's fine too. But really, after things set in, reality set in, this is life now for you guys. It's been Houston and the Giants. Not very good offenses. Here come the Rams. I want to bet Rams, but I don't know that I'm going to get there due to the history of the series and how close these games are. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Rams win by double digits. But we know that's just not how this series goes.
The other game that we should talk about before we hit our final timeout of the hour. I love this game in a teaser so much. Get me through 3. Get me through 7. I'm not a big teaser person, but this is such a good spot to take the Eagles, who I think are going to win to begin with. I think they're going to win. And I can take the 2.5 and add 6 more and get that through 4, 6, 7, and 8 against a Packers team that will not have Tucker Kraft. Jordan Love's favorite target and most lethal weapon, you could argue. I think the Eagles win, but if you're a teaser player and you can still do it relatively cheap, minus 120, minus 130, some books let you do it. Don't do the $40, $50, $60 nonsense. Philly in a teaser is such a good bet.
This number is all over the place. There are some offshores that have this at Green Bay -1. And then I'd say the majority of books have it Green Bay -2.5. All over the place. You mentioned Tucker Kraft out for the year. 24% of the receiving yardage. 24%. Comes from Kraft. So now what are you going to do? There's this expectation, well, they're going to bounce back because they have to, because they're at Lambeau, because they're a good football team in Green Bay. I don't know. Week to week, I don't know which Green Bay team's going to show up. They better get one hell of a game out of Parsons, putting pressure on Hurts and company. Now the Eagles, they make a number of additions over the last couple of weeks. We saw Bigsby in his first game. He goes over 100 yards for them. They add a couple corners, Jair Alexander, Michael Carter, and then this past week, Jalen Phillips. 15 days off. They're coming off the bye, and it's a Monday game. I like the Eagles to win the game, too. I don't get it, 2.5. I don't think there's any way this gets to 3. This is the top of the market. If you like the Eagles, play the +2.5 or take them on the money line. And you're right, it's a strong teaser leg as well. but I like the Eagles in the game. I think they're looking good. That Kraft injury is brutal for them because they just were starting to get what they knew that they had out of Kraft, and the world was starting to see, dude, is this guy Gronk? Like, this guy's unbelievable. He might be the best tight end in football. And now, torn ACL later, he's done for the year. He kept going to him in the red zone. 11 red zone targets for Kraft, and now you remove that guy from the offense. I don't think we're going to see a completely different team than what we saw last Sunday against Carolina. But it is the NFL. It could flip, and it does a lot with this team.
Philly's been playing with multiple injuries on the offensive line. I've heard that those guys are on the mend and will be coming back soon, relatively soon. So this could be a bye point on Philly. You know, this was a team that was, you know, 3-1 or so, 275 to win the NFC. Remember, they were 550 to win the Super Bowl in the summer. Mm-hmm. They were favored to win the Super Bowl. And now you get that price, 8-1 Super Bowl, 4.25 NFC. If they blow out the Packers, if this is how people think and this is how books book, if they blow out the Packers, kiss the 8-1 goodbye and kiss the 4.25 goodbye in the NFC.
It's going to be a good game. Like, we're kind of struggling with a few games with the bye, international game, but this should be a good one on Monday. Looking forward to it. Maybe it's your NFC championship game. Who knows? Joe O, Sammy P, Joe Gallant from the Action Network will be dropping by next, another hour to go here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.